Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
All right, it is 8:33. You know what is... We talked a little bit of NBA back around the corner. But apparently the snitch line is getting some traction going on. I did not think that players would be using this. But according to Shams, the man, he is saying that there have been several calls and messages that have been... left on the snitch line of people who are breaking protocol. Players can call and anonymously rat out their teammates and friends.
Caller ID.
Who's going to caller ID?
What was the callback? Star 69. Star 69.
So if you get busted, you're going to be able to go ahead and do that? You go on the NBA's line and star 69, whoever called that?
I'm telling you right now, you can find out who's snitching. You can find out who's snitching. You got buddy at the cell phone company or anything like that. Anonymous?
Buddy at the cell phone company.
There's no pay phones laying around at Disney. Are there universal pay phones? Are they using the house phone? Wouldn't that be brilliant if you actually called a snitch on somebody by picking up your room number phone and went, yeah. Yeah, he's got a girl in there. No, I don't have a girl either. No, I can hear them. They're in the other room right now. See, guys are going to be that dumb. Or you know what they're going to do? They're going to text it.
What kind of dumb? Dumb enough to bring somebody else in or dumb enough to snitch?
Both, dude. What are you doing? Selling people down the river.
Well, everybody's saying it's Chris Paul. And look.
Least surprising thing ever.
Chris Paul has got a history of snitching. Remember, in December... He snitched on Jordan Bell, and it ended up winning a game for the Oklahoma City Thunder.
That's right.
He called out Jordan Bell.
And he told the ref, like,
yeah.
He
said, delay of game, delay of game. And it cost, Karl-Anthony Towns was at the free throw line, and Jordan Bell checked in, and he didn't have his shirt properly tucked in at the time he stepped onto the floor. So Chris Paul... During a free throw that would have put the Timberwolves up by three, Chris Paul said, technical foul. And they called it because their hands were tied. Okay, it was a violation. The Thunder make the free throw. And so it's a one-point game. Towns gets to shoot his remaining free throw, tries to miss it, made it by accident. And then with 1.1 seconds left, the Thunder forced overtime and ended up winning. He's done this before, snitching to get a win. And I could see it happening when he's looking at a looming playoff matchup, you know, using that snitch line. Yeah. He's already been warned. I warned him back on July 12th.
See, I feel like if I were going to use that line, I would not use it now. I would use it as like my, you know, when like you're talking about a big playoff matchup, you know, let everyone think you're cool. You don't care. Mm-hmm. And then as soon as you want that advantage, bam, then you hit him with it.
Who controls the snitch line? That's what I want to know. Who's the guy that's listening? Because somebody has to listen to it first and then funnel it up the chain. somebody's going to get paid off. That's what I'm thinking, because Adam Silver is not checking the snitch line. Adam Silver is not have like, this is Adam Silver here. Welcome to the snitch line. Please record your message after the beep. Beep. No, there's a intern that is responsible for this, and all you have to do is go. It's like, hey, look, I got this briefcase for you right here. So if you get anything from the Lakers, I'm take care of you.
Oh, so you're just prepaying them off in the event that something happens.
Yeah. Why wouldn't you? I mean, a little extra side money. If you're the snitch line guy, I mean, you get a little side money. Hey, you get a little something on the side.
I think what's you're onto something side here.
You're right.
Just pay him right. off. Pay him off. Nothing
I got one of those new watches
here.
That Brady's hawking. I got a watch for you. I got a briefcase. I got something right here for you. I got a little Rolex.
Yeah, but then all of a sudden, the snitch line guy is wearing all of his Rolexes and coming to Ooh. Work with his Gucci bag. And yeah. you're like, wait, what happened
hey,
to this guy?
Perks of the deal. Perks of the deal.
Times are good. I'm sure the person who has to answer those voicemails is pretty just like, oh, God, seriously? We're here again? Yeah. This is what we're doing?
I think they're going to pick and choose. You're like, yeah, it's kind of like answering the tip line when someone says, here's the tip line in case you saw this person. We're looking for this perp out there. And then next thing you know, the tip line lights up. It's my neighbor, Steve. I swear to God, it's Steve. He lives right next to me. It's the same design.
I've always hope that I could call Crime Stoppers. You know, just
you knew
have some
was.
Information out there that I'm like, I got some info on this crime.
I got this guy. He's right down the street. He lives there. His barbecue smells all the time. I know it's him. Get him out of my cul-de-sac. It's like the His Clopex.
Barbecue smells all the time?
Yeah.
That's a vindictive
one. You know, the Clopex
one.
Live next to you.
Smells delicious.
You know,
Tom Hanks absolutely.
The Clopex live next to you. You don't want to believe they're in there, but you know, crazy doctors.
The Clopex are that little the old doctor, creepy little man.
What were their last names? What were their names? No. What was his first name? Sorry,
I don't know.
I forgot
Dr. Clopex.
It was Dr. Clopex.
But then the guy who looks like Moe's from The Office.
Moe's.
The ginger Moe's, the big tall guy with the beard. Yeah, that gave me the creeps.
God, that was a great movie.
I was so glad I didn't live
movie.
In a neighborhood.
Never
then.
Seen The Burbs. It's fantastic.
Yeah, Hanks and Aykroyd.
Yeah.
Boom. All right. We got bigger fish to fry here.
Why?
Burger King cares. They care about farts.
Care about methane gas, Dusty. It's not about farts. It's methane gas.
No, because they had a song with the yodeling kid from Walmart, the Walmart yodeler.
I haven't actually heard it. I've just seen it.
And it tells me that they, in fact, do care about farts. This is the commercial/song.
By the way,
Burger King unveiled.
I would like to preface, before they released this song yesterday, they had a tweet the night before. No context, it just said, breathe the farts of change. From the official Burger King account.
Spectacular.
They are saying they want to reduce methane emissions by 33%. Yeah. Yeah. So, without further ado, I give you Walmart Yodeler Kid.
Mm-hmm.
Singing his fart song.
When cows fart and burp and splatter, well, it ain't no laughing matter. They're releasing methane every time they do.
Okay, let me pause there.
What
a great song. What a great start to a song. This is already Grammy worthy. When cows fart and burp and splatter. It ain't no laughing matter.
Do we get the rest of the song now?
Yes.
Okay.
This is where dreams are made, folks.
And that methane from the rear goes up to the atmosphere and pollutes our planet, warming me and you.
Ooh, science.
Yes, that methane that the past is a greenhouse gas. That'll trap the sunseed and change our climate too.
Gee, is it hot in here or is it just me?
So to change our emissions, Burger King went on a mission, testing diets that would help reduce their farts.
That's a start.
And my nose already questioned that it's helping cow's digestion. Had it lemongrass so they can play their part.
Woo!
ain't farting. Must be me.
That is a massive golf clap. That is spectacular.
Give that kid his Grammy now.
Burger King has just won 2020. Winner. Spectacular.
Like, I thought it was funny from the outset, and then they hit the methane chorus, but he has the kind of yodeling methane voice going.
That is, I mean, it's just, I can't, it's awesome.
Oh my gosh. Awesome. Just a cavalcade of just drop upon drops. Start right out the gate and then all the way through. If it ain't my cow, it must be me.
If you thought listening to it was funny, you have to see the video because it starts with this kid country musician walking out of saloon doors out of a cow's butt.
Yeah.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's right.
Yeah.
And
wonderful.
Here's my question.
So what's the change?
Lemongrass, didn't you listen to the song?
No, I know.
The words of the song? Lemongrass, Cam?
I understand that lemongrass is going to do that, but will the combatants be the fact that the humans then end up make up for the amount of cow farts that the humans are then going to fart? Or does the lemongrass transition to the food, to the meat, and then the meat doesn't, I mean, I know there's science here. I'm very interested in this.
Well, they explain the science on the farts and how they affect it.
I know methane gas is real.
Holy real smokes. Deal. But here's my question. Deal. Why did Burger King find it necessary to tell us all about it?
Well, because people don't like to talk about
Couldn't this been a move that Burger King could have just made and been like a little press release? By the way, lemongrass reduces methane emissions, so we are going to just be feeding our cows lemongrass for our beef from now moving forward.
I think it's great.
Instead of a yodeler kid who talks about farts and burps and splatters.
I think it's great.
Oof.
Way to step it up.
Thank you, Burger King.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Waiting for McDonald's to tell us something now soon.
All right.
Let's please make this a competition.
Yeah. What are they going to do with the chicken?
Well, they already have not been using chicken.
Wendy's always gets it on the social media.
Square it up.
No, they on social media, Wendy's will just roast Burger King. That's what they do best. They just are
just go right after
a roasting account.
Oh, give me a fast food war, and I am in.
All right, 503-250-1080. That is the Fan text line. Get you set for the day on the Fan. And plus, a local legend coming on the show tomorrow. It is 8:45 on the Fan.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.